Paid for by IMIC Incorporated.
The Cure with Amy Cabo is brought to you by IMIC Research. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. This is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. You are listening to us on 880 AM, The Biz. But today, I am joined by Gilberto. Hello, Gilberto.
Hi, Amy. How are you? It's been great to be here with you. I know The Cure is, you know, is going up. Eh? Every week, it gets better. I know you bring lots of information and topics to discuss and share with our audience. So, welcome to your Cure.
Thank you, Gilberto. You know, I do remember that as a little girl, I always remember hearing the saying, the truth will set you free. And that was a reason why I actually wrote my book. And actually, even though I'm a very private person, nobody knew of my life. And sometimes you can see a very happy person and not know that they've gone through things in the past. So a lot of people that read my book are shocked to read what they've read. But I thought that sharing my story with others and also sharing my success, the fact that I found love, the fact that I'm content in life, I have a happy home and a happy family, and I'm successful. I have a successful business. So all these things is just to show people that women are resilient, that we can get through things. But one thing that I always came back to, that I always, made the most important, was that God was always a constant in my life. And even throughout all my struggles, the abuse that I went through, the sexual abuse every day, or the physical abuse every day, or the emotional abuse, or the rapes, or the custody battles, or my daughter almost dying, every single time, I always prayed. I always turned to God. And I've been fortunate enough that now that I've become a public person and I have a website, people have reached out to me. And one of the people that have reached out to me is a very special guest that I have with us today. She will be joining us. Her name is Astarte de los Santos. And she is from the Dade Christian Voice. And she came across one day on Facebook, she came across my book, and she was taken quite intrigued by the title, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure. And she wrote a
review,
an article. Yes, she wrote an article. That's what she does. Hello, Astarte, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right here. How are you, Amy?
Good, Astarte. We're good. Thank you. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about in this show, you know, is, you know, the things that people go through and traumas and ways to, you know, get over it and, you know, ways to be there for each other. But Astarte, you're an editor of Dade Christian Voice, right?
Yes,
and you write digital content that's focused on mental health and substance abuse, and you published articles on self-growth and equilibrium in the magazines of UK, and you've dealt with human services. There's a lot of things that you can share with us that, you know, that we might learn from you. Because one of the things that I've shared with my audience was that, yes, I've been through a lot of things in life, Astarte, and I have PTSD. I may also be bipolar 2. Not the bipolar 1. It's quite different. But I may be the bipolar 2. I'm not sure. But one of the things that I've always made quite, you know, clear is that I've always had God in my life. I always find a way to pray and to try to get close to God and live my life according to Jesus' teachings. And as I've gotten to know you, I see that we share something like that in common. I know that you've talked to me about reading the Bible. Would you like to share something about that with us? How you've been able to overcome anything that you've been through in life?
Yes. Well, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Astarte de los Santos. And as you said, I write digital content and work in behavioral health. And I've also gotten to know God as healer. And that's why the title of your book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, really related to me. Because I find that although I have my struggles with mental health, I've been diagnosed about 8 years ago with bipolar disorder 2. And I find that the most consistent thing besides complying with my treatment has been my faith and the way I've gravitated towards God. You know, I just won't let him go because I really believe in the hope in Christ Jesus.
Well, you know, when all hope is gone, when you feel that nothing else or you've hit rock bottom and there's no one else to turn to, sometimes people come to the conclusion, the only thing I can do is turn to God, give it all to God, turn it all over to God. And isn't it true that in life, no matter what you go through, God has a funny way of turning a bad thing into a blessing? For example, you're a wonderful person, a starter, and I'm sure that your life experiences have made you a stronger person, a more understanding person. And you're here speaking to me because you'd like to help others. And I think that's a very good quality to have acquired.
Thank you so much, Amy, and I really appreciate your book. And I know as a fellow writer that it takes a lot to really, you know, put together a book and gather everything you'd like to say as if it's your last chance, you know? And I think it's great, this book that you've written, and I think it's great that you speak openly about your story, so others can also be encouraged. And I'm glad that you also know God as healer too, because I think that is very important in the healing process, to accept that we are insignificant, we are nothing without that experience with God, without that hope and relationship that God provides for us, you know.
Amen.
Yes, amen. And, you know, I became a Seventh-day Adventist when I was 18, and we keep the Sabbath and have the testimony of Jesus. That is our garb, and that is what we are proud of. And, you know, it hasn't always been that way throughout my trajectory as I accepted Christ Jesus, you know. I became baptized, and I kind of left the church for a few years. But in that experience, it's like I have this notion recently that you better, you know, like... You better watch what you ask the Lord. You know, he will make miracles in your life. You know, if you plead and beg and pray, he will work every negative into a positive.
Well, I'm a witness to that in my life now. I wouldn't say that I'm a very religious person. I barely go to church and I have a Bible, but I don't open it. But one thing I do is pray the rosary. And I found this rosary on Facebook. I wish I had a way to share it with others because it's an amazing rosary video that plays song in between the prayers, and it has like a little story, and it kind of puts me like in a meditative state. But I do feel closer to God when I do pray this. And sometimes, you know, there are times because I do suffer from depression, PTSD for sure. But I was diagnosed with bipolar 2 because my depressions were more severe than major depression. And one of the things that I realized when I was, you know, diagnosed with depression was that when I was very, very, very down and I just, you know, and sometimes the prayers felt empty and I didn't really feel God. And it doesn't always feel right. You don't always see the reward or the blessings right away. Everything happens in its good time. And but one of the things that I would do once my rosary video would be over on Facebook, then other posts would come up. And the, you know, then God would send me messages in different ways, in different posts, so through a song that he shared on Facebook, like the song Perfect by Ed Sheeran in a Christian way. And this really moved me one day, gave me strength.
For me, so I'm gonna dive right in and follow your lead. Never knew all of this time it was waiting for me. 'Cause I was so lost when I found your love, not knowing what it was. Broken until I saw your light. In the moment you made me whole, took me and led. Now I am yours and you are mine. Oh, I was dancing in the dark when I saw your open arms, barefoot on the cross. And now I hear you in every song. When my life was still a mess, you saw something beautiful. In chains, now free, and I'm not afraid to testify. Jesus, I was dancing in the dark when I saw your open arms, barefoot on the cross, and now I hear you in every song.
Difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Amy Cabo, and this is the show, The Cure. I'm joined today by Gilberto, who's a colleague of mine, and Astarte de los Santos, the editor of Dade Christian Voice. Astarte, you're still with us, are you?
Yes, I am, right here.
And how did you like that song, Astarte? I know that before the break, we were talking about things that people go through. You know, there's difficulties in life and there's challenges in life. But the main objective is to know that God is a constant. He's always there. He never abandons you. He's always with you. You could always turn to him. He'll find a way to cheer you up, even if you don't see it at the moment, at the very moment.
Yes, Amy, and just like the song said, his grace is perfect and his timing is perfect. So even if we go through periods of hardship in life, it's easy to say, hold on to God, hold on to Jesus. But at times, that's all we can do, you know, especially going through mental health and mental illness situations. You know, we sometimes could do the bare minimum, even if we comply with our treatment, even if when we're the most devout Christians, there will be that day where your depression kicks in, with your anxiety kicks in, where your psychosis is unmanageable, which are all symptoms of bipolar. And, you know, I find that at times when you get to know your cycle and bipolar, the times when you're a bit excited and exuberant, and then, you know, you get a hit with the depression, and then you have to kind of make up for every mess you made while you were exuberant, you know, all those things, you have to get to know them. And I find that journaling is a good way for me to kind of see where I've been at and where I want to go, you know, because you can succeed. You can have a normal life because not everyone's life is perfect. And even those not struggling with mental illness go through their thing, you know?
Right. And nobody's exempt from things happening. That's life. We are always faced with challenges. Life is a learning lesson for most of us.
Yes. And I have a beautiful poem called La Sombrilla del Vivir. In Spanish, The Umbrella of Living. I don't know if my translation was good, but
La Sombrilla del Vivir.
And it's as if, you know, with our diagnosis, we have a covering. We have a justification. But then it's like an ode to people that are going through regular problems, you know?
Well,
it's an ode to them.
I say always be kind to everyone because you really don't know what they're going through or what their life is like. And for me, it was mostly chronic depression. And it doesn't have to be a reason or a rhyme. It just, I would feel bad. I would feel depressed for no reason at all. But I've learned to take things one day at a time. I realized that things don't last forever. I realize that God does not give us anything that we cannot handle. I realize that God is always accessible and he'll find a way. Like my kid will jump on top of me or do something funny. I'll forget about it. I'll get my mind off of thinking negative. And believe it or not, I'm a very, very positive person. Most people will tell you I will always find the good in everything and I will always make everything fun. And I always think in a positive way. But depression can be quite debilitating. It does change the way you look at the world and the way that you see things and how you feel. And I did not know that feelings were so important, but they are. But one thing that I discovered, that just like you found it therapeutic to journalize, I've discovered that it was extremely therapeutic for me to write my book and to be able to, even though I'm a private person, to be able to finally be able to talk about this, something that most people consider a taboo that nobody wants to talk about. And because it also accompanies mental conditions and people have the wrong idea about people with mental conditions. We're not going to be the murderers or the bad people or the people that don't make... You know, we may make decisions on impulse and be a little too happy or, you know, but generally we're good people because we suffer. And I believe that people who suffer are generally good people because they learn to appreciate life and to appreciate others much more. What do you think, Gilberto?
Well, I know you've been going through difficult times, and I heard the story of our guest right now, and I hear that she's gone through mental issues. And I remember my cardiac arrest a year ago, and I started to have panic attacks. I started to feel from depression. I started to feel anxiety, and I never felt like that before. And I started with medication because that's the first thing that happens. You're in an emergency room, and you're there, and that's the first thing doctors do. They start prescribing, you know. And I remember that it was like 3, 4, 5 months, 6 months, and I didn't know what to do because I was going through all that situation, and it was hard for me. It was the first time I felt depressed in my life. I felt anxiety in my life. I felt panic attacks in my life, and I said, "What, God, I'm going through such a difficult situation. How could I overcome these? Because they're prescribing me medication, I'm taking medication, and nothing happens. And I even feel worse." And then I started, you know, asking God to help me because I was in such a bad situation for the first time in my life that I said, "God, I need your help because I know with your help I will be able to overcome all this situation." And that's the way it goes. That's why I believe in your book. I believe in what you wrote there in all your story because I know God is the answer and love is the cure. Or love is the cure, God is the answer, right?
Love is the answer, God is the cure.
I was right, right? I was right. After a few programs, I messed it up, right? But I know that the hope of God helped me to recover, helped me to, you know, to see life in a different way. You know, I've been a Christian for the last 12 years. Somehow, I always believed in God. But I never thought that I would go through a situation like that with a cardiac arrest. I was practically dead. You know, I was resurrected 2 times in the emergency room. And after all that situation, you know, I thank God because I know his love. And you know, and he was my answer. He was, you know, what saved me and what made me see life now in a different way. And he helped me overcome all these panic attacks and depressions and everything.
Well, God has been a great guiding tool for me because, first of all, when you believe in God, in a higher being, then you have hope. Then there's hope for a better tomorrow, for a brighter future. And you know that through God, all things are possible, even what you don't think it's impossible. I've accomplished many great things in my life that I never imagined I would accomplish. I was supposed to be the homeless one, the one that wouldn't make it, the one that nobody wanted to know or was scared to know. I was the one that people thought was most broken.
The funny thing is that 6 years ago, I had written a book, The Death of a Cuban Who Was Born Again. And at that time, I was just telling my story of how I became a Christian and everything. And then 6 years later, I went through, you know, through that process of dying and being resurrected. And then I say, whoa, wow, my God, I wrote something like I wrote that. I declared that 6 years ago. And that practically happened to me in a different way, you know, and that was a strong and a hard thing for me to face.
That is an amazing story. Did you hear what this man said? He actually died and came back. You know, yes. I know what he's talking about. I know that firsthand experience.
And sometimes, you know, you don't physically like die, but your spirit dies and your soul dies and it stops believing at times in the creator. And just like Humberto said, you know, especially as Christians, we feel entitled to protection, entitled to that covering. Because we're saying, man, God, you know, we're going to church and I'm praying and worshiping and something bad happens. And, you know, we're questioning. But we should never question the will of God, you know? We should try to align ourselves. And the more we align ourselves with the will of God, the more our will becomes his will. You know, sometimes God doesn't immediately change your circumstances or problems, but he creates some sort of shift in the perspective that is quite, you know, amazing. You start seeing things differently. You start seeing things that are struggles as a blessing and that are problems as a solution. And he shifts your perspective into accepting his will. Just like I just got finished reading the book of Esther. And let me tell you, Amy, my goodness, what a book. If you really want to know, if you really want to know how God can, you know, that book is kind of, that book really does kind of shift circumstances immediately, actually.
And wait, you know, watch and see. I'm going to start reading the Bible.
Yes, yes. It's I'm telling you, Amy, it's one of the best books I've ever read, period. You know, comparing it to a novel or anything else. The book of Esther really, like, it really shows the power of God and the irony in life, you know?
Well,
and just for this, you know, small-town Jewish girl to rise into being a queen.
Right.
And just all the circumstances that happened with Mordecai and the man who tried to kill him and how God switched it around. And then the guy got killed. It's just like amazing. That's my love for the Bible. I consider the Bible a holistic tool for overcoming life everyday struggles. It's okay because I started reading the Bible a year ago, at the beginning of the year. I really
and you understand
studying.
It?
I really started studying because I would recycle what I've heard for many years, you know? But I really sat down and started studying, and I started with Psalms. And with David, which is very ironic, because David, if you read the things he goes through, I mean, he sounds kind of manic and depressive. He will go up and lift God and praise the Lord and sing songs to him. And then he will straight up, like, please, the Lord, have vengeance on my enemy and destroy these, you know, because you have to consider also he was in a time of war, so you have to put it into context. But still, you know, this is a man that loved the Lord. And that's the examples you see in the Bible. These people love the Lord and have that acceptance from God as God's people. Yet they come up short, just like we all have.
Right.
I learned that I live best when God is working within me. I didn't always have healthy coping ways. I used to have unhealthy ways to cope. And I went down a spiral at one point until I found my way back to God. And I know that God is working within me when I start behaving and doing the things that Jesus Christ taught us. He taught us to love everyone like we love ourselves, put ourselves in the other person's shoe, treat others the way you would like to be treated. All those values that I think a lot of us in society have lost, that I hope will be coming back, because I do believe there is a God. And in the end, everything says, well, I don't believe that I just met you, Astarte and Gilberto, out of the blue. It just happened to be coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in fate. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes. And just like you said, I also had that coping mechanism for many years. You know, I struggled with marijuana and drinking and cigarettes and even, you know, things that don't really, I think that God would agree with. And this summer, I asked the Lord, August 2018, for the first time, I want to know you as a healer. I want you to heal my bipolar disorder. I want you to take me through the steps to heal. I want to know you as a healer. And Amy, I became abstinent. I stopped, you know, the marijuana use. I started keeping the Sabbath again. And those things that I love that personally make me feel closer to God, you know? And I'm telling you, miracles have started transforming my life. And a good book to that for life instructions, like you said, that you love those things about, you know, loving others more than yourself, is Proverbs that really guides you through proper life instruction. And I used to pray to the Lord, Lord, I want to be a good, responsible woman. And now I straight up ask them, you know, I want to be just like the virtuous woman of Proverbs, you know?
Nice. I'd love for us all to think that way. And for those who are just listening in and joining us, I just want to let you know I am joined by Gilberto Nastarte. We're speaking about, you know, things that people go through in life, tragedies, things that may go wrong. You may suffer from depression. You may suffer from bipolar or whatever other mental condition you may have. But besides the medications and the therapies that are available that only work to a certain extent, we want to make people aware and empower people to know that the strength is within them, because everybody has God in them and they can always turn to God. And if anybody would like to call, our number is 305-541-2350. You can share with us your story or have, if you have any questions for us. Again, that's 305-541-2350.
And all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burns empty, when I am still and wait here in a silence until you come and sit a while with me.
can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
We are back. Thanks for joining us. And guys, don't you just love children singing? I love that song. Welcome back to the show. This is The Cure. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Amy Cabo. And this is 880 AM, The Biz. You can listen online on 880 The Biz and download the app and listen from anywhere. I'm here joined today by Gilberto and Astarte, my special guest, who's the editor of Dade Christian Voice. And also, guys, don't forget to call. Our phone lines are open for any callers that would like to call. The number's 305-541-2350. So what do you think, Astarte? What do you think about, you know, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about, you know, you've written, you deal with so many different people and so many different mental conditions, and I wanted to ask you, what do you think is going on in the world today? Do you believe that people have learned to turn to God, or do you believe that we need a little bit more God in our lives? Because when I started this book, I started as a way to empower others to show them that you can go through tragedies and still make it okay. I mean, unbelievable tragedies and still be okay as long as you had God. I wanted to empower others with this important to equip themselves with God and to know that they continue with life. And that's why I started this show. And I wanted to know what your thoughts were on it.
Well, 8 years ago when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder 2, I felt like it was a sentence. Like, now you're a weirdo. Now you're, you know, you're just an outcast. And one of the things that really helped me is that I did this thing where I kind of withdrew myself. I don't suggest it for anyone, but it helped me, and I kind of withdrew myself. I didn't have much friends or a social life, but yet I started seeking support with others that were also bipolar, and I just wanted to make sure to mention NAMI, which is the National Association of Mental Illness. And they have a lot of support groups in each of your cities.
Thank you.
And just the support of hearing others going through the same thing you're going through really helps. So NAMI Miami is actually a very great organization here in Miami, and they have support groups going on that really help and with even with socializing. Because at one point, like I told you, I didn't have much friends or no one, you know, to hang out with, but I would go to these meetings and we would do social things afterwards. So even for socializing, a good thing is forums. If you're struggling with social anxiety, forums are good to connect with others. You know, hashtags on Instagram, you know, mental health awareness, mental illness, you know, you will connect with others, you know, even if you don't have the ability to socialize. Good blogs that I would like to mention are Bipolar Burple by Miss Tracy.
Okay.
And she's very honest, you know. She's very upfront with her illness, and, you know, she's very clear about the in and outs of it, because we're all different and we all might have the same diagnosis, but we all might deal with it differently. You know, you say you're very kind and you have that love for others, but sometimes with me, I have to fight to want to be around others or go to church and worship, because I want to be withdrawn, you know. I want to, you know, soak, you know, at times. But like I told you, God shifts perspective. And all of a sudden, I go pray or I go meditate on the word of God, and he shifts my perspective, and he helps me embrace others. You know, he helps me be accepting of myself, because sometimes when you become antisocial, you are going through your own personal struggles and your own personal things, you know, and it's a reflection on your own way, how you think of yourself, you know. And I encourage support groups, I encourage forums, I encourage any type of way to connect with others, because it'll help ground you, and understanding that, you know, we all go through things. And but when you have a diagnosis, you know, it's different. You want to hear the other stories and hear people's experiences.
And it's, you know, wonderful when we can be here for one another, isn't it? It's wonderful that God has given us that opportunity and the heart to want to help others. And, you know, we've both come a long way. We may have gone through different experiences, or the source might be different, but the symptoms are pretty much the same. We're all human. We all bleed red. We all hurt the same. We all need God. We all need each other. We all need to try to be as open and as honest and learn to let go, learn to say the truth. It will set you free. And, you know, just know that you can always make it, that nothing lasts forever, that things only, that everything will pass. And that's the main thing, that people hold on to hope, that they know that their life is not hopeless, that they know that there's a bigger picture, there's a bigger idea. And that's the thing that I want to bring to awareness.
And Amy, I just wanted to add that I see the need of God in people. I see it. People are, the things I'm posting, the poetry I'm posting on Instagram, the little, even a little word here and there, or a meme about Jesus Christ, you know, they're gravitating towards it. People are having a need. It's like water and you're thirsty. Because nowadays, there's so many things going on in this world, answering your question. You know, there's so many things going on in this world, and there's such a need for Jesus. And that's why, you know, I, as a writer, I'm very versatile. And at one point, I used to write erotica. And the Lord convicted me so badly that now, a year later, I write Christian content.
Nice.
And like I told you, as I received my diagnosis, my sentence, quote unquote, 8 years ago, now 8 years ago, my focus is on mental health and substance abuse and Christian writing as a writer.
Nice.
That means that God will one day make my experiences something that can be sustainable for me. You know, so like I said, he makes negatives into positives. And that's my love and appreciation for him. That is, my dream would be to author a book just like you, you know? But I'm being patient. And I'm slowly writing a chapbook called The Many Facets of Life, where I navigate through the facets of life, love, anger, fear, joy, you know, and kind of write some poetry for each facet. So, you know, with God, you also have to understand that his work is progressive. He's not going to snap his finger. We don't pray to a genie, you know, or rub a Buddha's belly, or, you know, with all respect. But we pray to a real God who gives us spoonfuls just so we don't react in a way like, okay, now I got what I want and I go away. No. He wants you to keep wanting more, keep striving for his word even more and more. And prayer is a big aspect of your closeness with God. You have to pray. You have to believe that what you're asking for can be done. And even if it doesn't happen in a day or two, think back. That's why I bring up the journaling.
It's amazing.
I go through my journal and I put the date. Okay, and I go back and I'm pleading and begging for something. and I go back, and it's answered. The prayer is answered. And you write a little date on it, you know, update. For instance, 11/9/18 update. You know, you got this thing, or this thing came to pass. It's good to see the work of God in your life. And that's why I recommend journaling. I recommend support groups. You know, one thing I wanted to mention before we run out of time is that as I asked God to know him as healer, I finally got the way to get on homeopathic remedies, which is a good alternative for those that are on medication. You know, I didn't just stop taking my psychotropic medication. I take them, but I now, I now take them with homeopathic remedies. And that's a good alternative for those who don't want to be medicated.
Excellent.
You know, but yeah.
But it's important to take your medication. It's really important. And the mental health realm, it's a very difficult thing to talk about. And a lot of people have a hard time. And I really appreciate you, Astarte, that you're willing to talk about what you're going through and your challenges. But it's important to always keep in mind that you should take your medication. Medications are for a reason, but also know that they're not the cure-all. There is no magic remedy that's going to take it all away. There's no medication that's going to make it better. You can self-medicate with alcohol, or you can self-medicate with drugs, but that's a temporary fix. That's temporary happiness. That doesn't last. There's no substance in that. I know that I'm happy when I'm happy with myself, when I'm behaving in the right way, when I'm doing the right thing, when I'm being kind to others, when I'm being patient, when I do the right thing, then I'm happy with myself. That's real happiness, because you know that as long as you're acting and behaving in the way that Jesus taught us to behave, you know that you're following in his footsteps and you're getting closer and closer to him.
Yes. And I think I wanted to add that complying with your treatment, going to therapy, you know, really helped me a lot. I thank all of my therapists, you know, that I've gone through with the years. And I thank my psychiatrist for taking their time, you know, and really helping me navigate through my moods and trying to put me on the right medication. Those things are very important, you know.
How about the special people in our lives that love us and put up with us?
Exactly. Oh, wow. I don't even want to go there. But yes, God is good.
Gracious. So, I'm telling you, my husband is a saint. But we have so many things to cover, so much information to cover, and we're sorry we didn't make it through all the questions that I really wanted to ask you. After all, we only have an hour. You know, we've talked about very, very important things. And Gilberto, thank you very much for coming with us and sharing your story, your personal story of perseverance and how God pulled you through a very difficult time in your life. Unbelievable that you almost died and came back. That is a great story to share. And I think it's important that we do share our stories with each other so that we can also see that we made it, that there is more strong people, that it is possible. And with that, I close and I say amen.
Amen.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You're hidden.
Thank you.
Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. The Cure with Amy Cabo was brought to you by IMIC Research, 786-310-7477 or www.godisthecure.com. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. for The Cure with Amy Cabo right here on 880 The Biz.